Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm Kim Zainanjan for Mark. He'll be back in about a week and a half. And we saw some new statewide numbers about the governor's race here in Missouri. And right now we have former Senator John Lamping joining us. So perfect timing to be able to break this down for us. John, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Kim. It's great to be with you. I'm kind of disappointed we weren't doing the show remotely from Italy.
Oh, but, man. I know. Mark was texting me this morning at like 1 a.m. So I guess it would be, what, 8 or 9 Italy time? Probably eating a delicious breakfast.
I got my text at 2:30.
The guy just loves news. He's always trying to think of ideas. That's what he was sending me, was story ideas.
Right. Yeah. So we've got some polling numbers out of the Ashcroft campaign. But the good news is that the Missouri legislature it's 2 weeks from Friday and they'll be done. And they haven't done too many bad things. So looking forward to the end of session. But I think when the Ashcroft campaign, they released their internal poll, the poll showed Jay well ahead of Mike Kehoe by almost 25 points. And the interesting thing on the poll is that it showed Kehoe with 11 points in total, but it only had Igel at 3 points. So I'm sure the Igel campaign would take issue with that. But I think the reason that poll came out is that as we get closer to the end of the legislative session, now is the time when all of the campaigns for statewide office will really start to heat up. And Kehoe has such a huge advantage with respect to fundraising. He's got almost double what the other two candidates have combined that I think what's happening with with Ashcroft is Ashcroft knows that Kehoe is getting ready to start to spend that money. And I think you'll see a big spend by Kehoe throughout the month of May to try to narrow that gap. And the other campaigns don't really have the money to start advertising the way Kehoe will start advertising.
Because there's about 100 or so days, I think, until the election for this race and other statewide races. So with for example, Kehoe spending that money in May and the months leading up, I mean, how much of a difference do you think that could make in these numbers that we're seeing right now with Kehoe, I'd say, pretty significantly behind Ashcroft?
It'll make a huge difference. The thing that all of these polls show is that no one really knows anything about these candidates. They know the Ashcroft name. Jay's consistently polled between, 30 and maybe as close to 50% in every poll going back 2 years. But I'll have to say that Jay's number has been consistently declining. He was in the high 40s a year ago, and he's in the mid 30s now. Nobody knows Mike Kehoe. Nobody knows Bill Igel. I mean by that, nobody in a significant way. Obviously, in the local areas, we know all the candidates, especially Bill. But the statewide races, unless you've been in office for a certain period of time and you have a high-profile statewide office, Mike Kehoe is lieutenant governor, but that's not a particularly high-profile office like the attorney general's office. It really comes down to just money, and you've got to be able to advertise. And you know, there's four distinct media markets in, you know, Kansas City, Columbia, St. Louis, and Springfield, and it costs a lot of money to be up on traditional television, and you know, all the campaigns utilize all the social media and online ads as well. But Mike's the only one. Mike Keogh is the only one that can. I think when he starts spending money, he won't stop. And most campaigns are like that. They don't want to spend money, then stop, and then start again. And it's Keogh's the only one that can afford to spend money, you know, day 100 to say day 60. The other campaigns will be saving their money for the stretch run.
So these next few months could get interesting.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I wanted to get your opinion about this situation that unfolded yesterday with the House Ethics Committee, where they voted to dismiss the ethics complaint against Speaker Dean Plocker. And I obviously know he's running for Secretary of State. Any sort of an impact, you think, on his run for that? I mean, does he stand a chance with this? Because even though they dismissed it, it's just tarnished at this point.
Well, this is a good example of the public not really understanding what's going on in Jefferson City. Obviously, Dean has been caught up in this ethics committee complaint for 4 or 5 months. I mean, he came out himself and self-reported the fact that he had misreported his spending account. He had charged things to both his campaign account and then his speaker account for reimbursement. And that in and of itself is a pretty deadly thing to have to admit. And then there was all kinds of other issues surrounding his office, and then, you know, him working with special interest to try to secure a contract for a third party. Having said all that, that was big news and is big news in Jefferson City, but it's not really well understood across the rest of the state. You know, he for a long time, Dean was going to run for lieutenant governor, and then the last day or two of filing switched to Secretary of State, which, along right. with everybody else, there's about eight candidates. And so he'll start spending, he'll have a certain amount of money, and he'll run his campaign. The key will be that I don't think anybody else in the race will have enough money to really both talk about themselves and at the same time attack Dean Plocker and ads. You know, that's going to be a real cluster, that race, with all the different candidates in it, and some of them been campaigning for months, if not years. He's happy to have it be dismissed. It's a big deal in Jeff City. I don't think it's that big of a deal outside of Jeff City.
Mm-hmm. What about sports betting? Because, I mean, a lot of people are pushing for sports betting. I know it's been held up for years. It sounds like they got enough signatures to get it onto the ballot. I would imagine that will be passed. Do you think voters
the challenge. I mean, I think it's a bad thing. And this is another, not necessarily sports betting, but the fact that really all it takes is an issue like sports betting where it's, you know, maybe it's close to 50-50 or maybe more the public's for it now. And it just takes an issue like that and then a tremendous amount of money on the pro side to get it passed. And it'll pass because the people that are opposed to sports betting won't raise money to articulate why they're opposed. And the people that are for sports betting and all the sports teams are for it, they'll raise enough money and then they'll lend their names to the campaign. So the Cardinals will be for sports betting, the Royals will be for sports betting. And I'm sure it'll pass. It's funny, I get approached in the parking lot of Walmart. And the first question I'm asked by the person trying to get my signature is, would you like there to be more money for education?
Yeah, I've had people say that to me.
Right, right. Well, for the people that want more money for education, I got a dear little secret. There'll be no more money for education. Whatever money goes from sports betting to education, that just means there'll be less money going to education from the main budget. But I expect that will get on, and I think that'll pass.
Well, and it's sneaky, because you're right. I've had, in fact, at Aldi the other day, a couple days ago, I had two people who asked me that question, and they lead off with that. And I'm sure people are doing that with the abortion initiative petition, where they say, how do you want to, you know, should we protect women? Yeah, okay. Oh, okay, we'll sign this. And then it's like in the fine print, oh, yeah, this is also abortion up until birth, basically.
Yeah, that's what, when I got approached about, do I want more money for education? I asked them, well, are you for like killing more babies, or are you for like you know, having the state become a bookie? And they just kind of laughed, and I, you know, obviously I passed on both of them. But
yeah
that's it's you know, there's unfortunately we're not going to change the way we do this with a simple majority required to change our constitution and so much money being made by consultants on these initiative petitions, you know, I expect that this time we'll have, we're obviously going to have the abortion question. We're going to have the sports betting question. And then every 2 years we'll have a bunch more. And it's really not the way we're supposed to make laws. We're a representative democracy, and we really are diluting the ability or the power of the people that we send to represent us. And instead, we're ceding it to those with the highest checkbook, the special interest.
Yep. And this is the last week for them to try to collect signatures for abortion, or as they want to call it, women's reproductive rights, which just makes me cringe. So, all right.
I'm with you.
Former Senator John Lamping, thanks so much, as always, for your time.
Oh, great being with you. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.